This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This happens to be the third Friday after the conclusion of the reference week, which in labor market speak means it's jobs day. The numbers you've heard already, 151,000 new names on payrolls last month. Not terrible, but yeah, it could have been better. Also, the unemployment rate fell to a quite nifty 4.9%. That number is the lowest we've seen since February of 2008. In other words, it's been a good long while, and it is going to start nudging the macroeconomic conversation, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us, toward a very interesting place.
Now, full employment does not mean that every single person who wants a job has one. There's always churn, people switching jobs, unskilled workers who can't find anything. But on balance, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, full employment means
people who have the skills and want to work are able to get a job.
So let's go where that equation starts, to a place where people look for jobs, the unemployment office, this one in Oregon. Lolita Thomas is age 50 sort of something. She didn't want to get too specific.
I'm working part-time right now. I am looking for various jobs to occupy my need. I need some money.
Economist Aparna Mathur at the American Enterprise Institute says there's a big block of people like Thomas that the job market's not matching with employers.
We know that there are about 6 million people who are still saying, well, we are involuntary part-time employed. We would prefer to have full-time jobs, but we're just not finding them.
Mathur says we still have too many long-term unemployed, teens and minorities unemployed, millions more who are discouraged and have stopped looking. All signs to her that this 4.9% unemployment economy isn't close to full employment yet.
What we really want is all these people who are looking for jobs to find jobs, and that will really start showing up in the wage data.
Because at full employment, employers should have to sweeten the pot, offer better pay and benefits to attract and retain the workers they need. And the last time we had that good an economy was the end of the 90s economic boom when unemployment fell below 4%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.